This afternoon at the Stetson University College of Law in Gulfport, the co-founder of the country's first homeless court addressed students about how they can help their communities after graduation. Steve Binder is a deputy public defender in San Diego. He said their homeless court is a special session of the Superior Court in San Diego that is held at local homeless shelters.
Working with the population who are working with homeless service agencies, trying to overcome the myriad of problems that homelessness represents, and the court comes in, resolves those cases, giving people credit for what they've done in their program activities. Because candidly, they've left their checkbooks at home, they don't have the funds to pay the fines, and to put them in custody in large part compromises all they've accomplished. And when they're released from custody, unfortunately, they're back out on the streets. So when the court resolves those cases, and the vast majority of them are dismissed, it's helping build a stronger community and resolving cases that are backlogged on the court system.
Local advocates are considering instituting a homeless court in Pinellas County. George Bolden is the Grants and Accountability Coordinator with the Pinellas County Coalition for the Homeless. Bolden said a group met Tuesday morning with Binder to get his experience with founding the San Diego Homeless Court.
What I would say is a movement is now spreading across the country. There are about 35 jurisdictions that now have homeless courts. They can save the criminal justice system vast amounts of money, and it helps people, homeless people, to continue to work on their progress towards self-sufficiency without being caught up in legal quagmires.
The idea of a Pinellas homeless court is still in discussion phase after only one meeting, but Bolden said that everyone who participated was excited about the possibilities and discussions will continue.
Next step, I believe, would be to share it with some of our elected officials, with people out of the public defender's office, get some more buy-in from local service providers, and maybe take it up to the Homeless Leadership Network, where we'll begin to have more in-depth discussions, develop a policy, put forth some proposals and see if we can get it enacted in Pinellas County. I think Pinellas County is ripe for this kind of program.
Stetson Law Professor Kristen Adams is the chair of the Florida Bar's Public Interest Law Section Homelessness Committee and participated in the meeting.
Seeing that the organizers had pulled together so many of the major players, people from the court administration, people from the police department, people from many of the resource providers, and then some public interest attorneys, and got them all in one room to ask questions. But I think that's really the first step, is to get everybody together and to assume that everyone has a common goal of making it a better community. It sure was exciting to see the level of excitement in the room.
If Pinellas County created a homeless court, there would be many advantages to the community, according to Steve Binder.
It helps move people through programs from the streets, through their programs to self-sufficiency. It helps the court clear its caseload, and it helps reduce police costs, jail costs, and other things that the criminal justice system really can't solve. I mean, we call upon the police, we place them in a very awkward situation, trying to solve a social problem, when all they can really do is arrest somebody and incarcerating, which might solve the problem immediately, getting them off a particular doorstep, but that person has nowhere else to go. The homeless court, working with the homeless service agencies, utilizing their services to solve the cases, really addresses everyone's concerns.
With more than 200 Stetson University law students graduating next month, one purpose of this panel was to show them they had career options where they can help their communities, including in homeless advocacy. The panel was organized in part by Stetson Law's chapter of the ABA Law Student Division. Their representative is Anessa Kalu.
Allow law students to understand that initiative feeling that you had from when you started law school of being a humanitarian, that can still stay alive. And we wanted to encourage that here at Stetson.
Casey Troopin is an attorney at Columbia Legal Services in Seattle and chairs the American Bar Association's Commission on Homelessness and Poverty. In 1997, he co-founded Street Youth Legal Advocates of Washington.
I think the image, the popular image of homeless youth is what are kind of referred to as street punks, that were not interested in getting services. But the vast majority of the youth we work with are really trying to get somewhere, trying to get something, have persevered, and really have incredible stories.